Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, let us sing.
Sing to the power of the Lord come down.
Oh, let us sing.
Sing to the power of the Lord come down.
Be drifted away. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Let us sing.
Sing to the power of the Lord come down.
Let us pray.
Sing to the power of the Lord come down.
Oh, let us pray.
Okay, everyone. We're live today on Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. Today we have M.D. Curtis R. Khan, and he is the guest speaker for today. He's the author of Metabolic Mission. And he graduated from Arkansas, Great Bend, Arkansas. And how you doing today, M.D. Curtis? Are you on? Tom, how you doing today?
I am good, actually. I have two PhDs. I've been to five different universities, so I've been around. So, yes. But okay. I'm good. I'm still alive. You know, I'll be 64, you know, and I had liver cancer, diabetes, polycythemia, and Lyme's disease 30 years ago. So I'm still here, brother. So, yes, I'm good.
Okay, then. Okay, then, let's get started. Why don't we get started with your Marines experience? You said that you were retired Marines. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah, not retired. Actually, I was in the Marine Corps in Vietnam. I went in and July of 73, when they were still inducting Marines into Vietnam. And actually, when I enlisted, it was a 2-year active, 4-year inactive. So no guarantees. 95% chance I was going to Vietnam. And I asked my recruiter, I said, what's that 5% that I don't go to Vietnam? And he said, well, you got to be the top 10% of everything you do in boot camp and then combat training school after boot camp. So I was, and I earned my first stripe out of combat training school up in Camp Pendleton and got my choice of duty station, Marine Barracks, Brunswick, Maine. It was Naval Air Station. I guarded nuclear weapons, had a secret clearance. And it was great duty. I loved it. Loved the country up there. Of course, the winters are cold, 50 below zero with 3 or 4 feet of snow all the time. But it was great. It was great. I loved it. It was a good experience. But I got out in the fall of 75, of course, and started going to college. And I had a lot of health problems over the next few years. And so my pursuit in college went from broadcast to music and drama to psychology, then pre-med. And then when I was in pre-med, we skipped over the chapter of metabolism, 1980, 81, when I was at Marymount College. So I decided not to go to medical school, and I kept looking, found Dr. Kelly a few years later, and here I am, still alive.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now you say you found Dr. Kelly. Who is you referring to when you say Dr. Kelly?
Yes, William Donald Kelly is the founder of metabolic typing and metabolic science back in the early 60s. He was an orthodontist biochemist down in Grapevine, Texas, and he was working with nutrition for several years, and when he was in his early 30s, he was diagnosed with pancreatic and liver cancer, and he started addressing all his nutritional research with that and pancreatic enzymes, specifically to break down the tumors, and he lived, and he created a science which we still utilize today, you know, almost 50 years later, just about, so it's... He was an amazing man for sure, brilliant.
Okay. Now you say that you MD, and then you even wrote a book. You're the author of Metabolic Missions. Now, when you say metabolic, are you dealing with the body metabolism, or could you explain that to the viewers that's listening? When you say metabolic, you MD. MD, go ahead. Okay, yes, sir. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, sure. Actually, it's pronounced metabolic. It's just short for metabolism, but metabolic typing, metabolic science. And actually, I have two PhDs, not an MD. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a metabolic therapist. I've been to five different universities. So I have an Associate of Arts in Communications, a BS in Psychology, pre-med, a Master's in Metabolic Science, through the International Health Institute, and I studied under Dr. Kelly there for a year. Then I got my PhDs back in 2008 also. But yeah, I've written three books. Actually, my first book was I self-published in 1989 called Metabolic Metamorphosis, because not only did I overcome liver cancer, diabetes, and polycythemia, but I also put on 50 pounds of bone and muscle and an inch in height the third and fourth year on the program back in 88 and 89. But the reason I put on some height is I broke my neck when I was 17, 1972. I fell off the high bar in gymnastics on my head, compressed my spine and my lumbar and my neck. I had a hairline fracture to my C1 in my neck, which caused pituitary gland dysfunction. So I wasn't emitting human growth hormone over the next decade. So even though I was a bodybuilder in the Marine Corps from 1974 to 85 when I got out, even I was still only 150 pounds, 5'9" when I started the therapy in 1985. The first 3 years I rebuilt my liver and all my internal organs and got rid of gallstones, and my digestive system was blocked, my lymphatic system was blocked. I had diabetes, got over that, and the third and fourth year I started to grow. I went from 150 pounds, 5'9" to 5'10", 200 pounds. I've been there ever since. So that was my first book, Metabolic Metamorphosis. My second book was Metabolic Mission, and this third book is also Metabolic Mission, which we're doing a movie of. My screenwriter's in Louisiana, Stephen Esteb, and he's working on the screenplay as we speak.
Oh, okay. Now, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, for the people that called in late, and I know it has called in late, he said, you know, he's and I said different, metabolism, it's all, you know, equal up to the same word. But he said, and tell them again, because we got some called in late, tell them how you overcome liver diabetes, you overcome several illnesses, and to gain weight. Some people missed that. Could you tell them that again for me, please?
Sure. Well, I fell off a high bar on my head in gymnastics my senior year of high school, 1972. So I compressed my spine, and it caused pituitary gland dysfunction, which we didn't really know about back then. And so for the next decade, I was working out in the Marine Corps. When I got out, I was still bodybuilding in college. I was still, I stayed about 150 pounds, 5'9". Could never quite figure it out, but as time evolved and I got on metabolic therapy, we determined that my pituitary gland was dysfunctioning. And my third and fourth year on metabolic therapy in 88 and 89, I went from 5'9 to 5'10". My spine opened up. My spine was actually fused in a lumbar area. I had calcium deposits, and I had calcium deposits in all my fingers. That opened up, and then I started about late 87 through 89. I started putting on size. My bones started to grow, so I went to 200 pounds. That's where I stay around 190 now, because I'm bodybuilding again. I started about a year and a half ago. I was challenged by some of my investors. Oh, hey, you need to start bodybuilding. I said, well, because I just joined the gym. I said, well, good gosh, I'm 63. Are you kidding me? Back then I was 62. So I did, and when I work out, I have better workouts today at 63 than I did at age 19 when I was in the Marine Corps. That's possible, but it is. It's just, you know, the right nutrition, eating the right foods, juicing, the right supplements designed for my metabolic type, of course, based on the autonomic nervous system, and then detoxification, cleanse the liver, the blood, the kidneys, the lymphatic system, the colon. You know, it's a very systematic approach. We give you the tools to rebuild. And, you know, it's interesting. It's finally catching on, you know, 30 years later. It's been interesting. I've been working with clients for the last 25, almost 30 years, actually. So it's been a journey, and my work's just beginning. It really is.
Okay, now, that's you said your workouts today are better now than you were young again.
Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, your workouts today are better.
Yeah.
And how old you say you was?
I'll be 64, so 63.
Yeah.
I'm an old cat with a very young meow.
Now, can you tell them where they can buy your books at? You got a web. You got www.TheMetabolicInstitute.com.
Yeah, that's my website. It's pretty simple. It's TheMetabolicInstitute.com. It's pretty simple. You can purchase my book through there, Dr. Kelly's book, Victory Over Cancer, or the Metabolic Self-Test. I also designed a test last year that you can take right online, and it determines your functional metabolic type from the three modes of the autonomic nervous system, and then it gives you a food chart for that. Now, the supplements, we've already did our first run, and we're out, so we're getting ready to make another run, so they'll be available soon also. But if a person takes that test and they say that they're a parasympathetic dominant, they'll know their food chart that they should follow, and they can just call me, and I can design some supplements for them through Dr. Kelly's son. Still makes his formulation, so that's available too. So yeah, definitely.
Oh, you say, how could they call you? You tell them to call you?
They can call me. My phone number's on my website, so it's right on there. My email's on there, my phone number. They can reach me anytime.
Okay.
And
Go ahead, sir.
I was just going to, and we talked about music. Of course, I sing professionally. I was in a show in Vegas for 10 years. And in 1991, the governor of Kansas gave me the I Believe I Can Achieve Award for overcoming liver cancer. So I wrote the theme song to her anti-drug campaign. It's a gospel song. And I think you took a look at the YouTube video on my website. And it's, it has the interview and everything. And then the whole song.
Hold
your
hand.
Music video.
Hold your hand.
Yeah, join hands.
Yes,
and the governor's office filmed that wonderful video they played behind me when I performed in 91 at the state capitol in Topeka in April of 91. And I think you remember I told you Barry Sanders, who you know is the Heisman Trophy winner from Wichita, Kansas, in Wichita, played for Detroit Lions also. His mother and five sisters are the Paradise Baptist Choir that backed me up on that record, and that's cool. They were great, just fantastic. So we had a great time recording that song, and then I put it on, I put it on a CD and sang live for the governors with the background track back in 91, and it was fantastic. Of course, I had several thousand people there, so it was the biggest day of my life. It was. So
I called in line, anyone wants to ask anything on the call in?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Do we have anyone on my call in? My call in line. Is Ms. Toombs on?
Yes, I was just listening. And I was calling.
Are you?
First of all, I was just listening to how he was saying how he overcame the liver cancer and different challenges of life, And he said, I didn't get the name of the book that he said he had wrote.
Oh, yes. The book is Metabolic Mission. I'm on a mission to share the truth about this science.
That's good.
Yes, thank you. And actually, I've done it all myself the last 33 years, all three books. And I finally took on a major publisher that we're getting ready to do a contract. And they are called Christian Faith Publishing. And I've been negotiating for the last 5 years from 10 different companies. And I'm going with them, finally. So, I hope they do a good job. They're going to try to get my book around the world in all countries, hopefully. Yes. I've been a long journey, and my work's just beginning. People thought I was crazy 33 years ago. My family, my friends. My wife at the time was a nurse, and she's the one that encouraged me to do Dr. Kelly's therapy. And I said, now, wait a minute, you kind of make fun of me when I go to the health food store. This way back in 1983. And she goes, Curtis, you don't know what your body needs. I go, heck no. But Dr. Kelly does. He had it down to a science way back in the 60s. So I did it. And I said, well, what if I don't do it? She goes, well, you can do chemotherapy and die of a very unhappy death. I said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing that. So I didn't. So here I am, and I'm still here. I'm here to shout. Now, I almost did die a year into the therapy. I was in a semi-coma for a week. I passed some gallstones the size of golf balls. I was in septic shock. Cool. My white blood cell count dropped. But I lived, and here I am. I'm still pursuing Dr. Kelly's dream. So I'm,
Dr. Kelly's one that he met a long time ago. People didn't like you said, the wife didn't believe. I mean, the wife said, you know, you don't know what your body knows. See, that was Dr. Kelly back in the days. And he really knew some things. And then the thing that you and Dr. Kelly learned, you applied this method today. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. Everything he taught us, you know, I'm still carrying the torch for him. And he passed in 2005. Of course, he lived to be 79. He had a good life, but he had a rough life because he always was trying to incorporate this metabolic science into the medical curriculum. And, it's been a tough go. And, before he died, I promised him I would tell the world about his science and keep helping people. And that's what I'm doing. So I'm kind of transitioning out of consulting into just, I teach doctors around the world online for the last 7 years. I have a course, Metabolic Science. And, of course, we're doing a movie, my third book, and I take on a major publisher. Now, I want to tell you, I've been working on a show for 25 years. I'm getting ready to premiere next year. I call it Lecture Theater. It's like a seminar, but original music and my 12-string guitar. I do two songs and then three pop songs, the background music, and a widescreen slide presentation and special effects. And it both educates and entertains, too. So I'm kind of excited about premiering that in Las Vegas here in a few months. So we're working on that right now.
Okay. Could you tell us further about this movie? Could you tell us, this movie there more you can tell us about it?
Sure, yeah. My screenwriter, Stephen Esteb, you can go to his website, Louisiana Screenwriters, very simple. And Stephen's he's a little younger than me, he's in his 50s, but he has been working in Hollywood the last 35 years. He's from Oklahoma. He's a real hometown guy. He's just a very honest guy. And he read my book last year, and he said, Curtis, I want to do a movie of your book. And I said, well, great, great, let's do that. So, and he's not cheap for his screenwriting fee, but he started working on it. I'm started paying him as we go. But his recent movie, when you go to his website, is called Hate Crime. And guess who the lead actor is in that movie? It's John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard back in the 70s. From the Dukes of Hazzard?
My favorite actor.
Yeah.
My favorite guy, John Schneider.
Really, really. Well, and he's the lead actor in that movie. So you can watch the 3-minute trailer on his website. So it's good. So I'm excited about it. But he said, now, Curtis, your story is incredible by itself, but we're going to add some fiction to it so we can make it a thriller and really have a blockbuster movie. So I'm hoping. We'll see. We'll see. As Grandma used to say, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see what's going on. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll
she always did that to me.
Yeah.
My nickname's Butch when I grew up on a farm. So she'd always say, now, Butchie, we'll see. We'll see. That meant 99% that's probably going to happen. You know, there's always that 1% in my job.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, God put people in your way, you know. It's just like you put your friend Dr. Kelly in your way, you know. You know, God, you know, he does that. You know, like I said, I just lost my co-host, you know, Madam Divine Love. He just passed away two weeks ago, the co-host of this show. He put us together, you know. He put people in your way. Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. But like you say, I'm still continuing on to do, just like you did, Mr. Kelly. You continued on. And I'm continuing on, because that's what divine love would want me to do, and that's what God would want me to do.
So true. That's so true. Yeah, you know, it's funny, as humans, we all think we got the answers about everything. It's funny, I never forget that first year in 85, I was on the therapy, and I went back to Dallas 1 weekend a month for training with Dr. Kelly. You know, he's just... And it was just a thrilling year for me. I was learning so much and rebuilding my body. But one time I was in class there in the summer of 85, and there were several doctors taking the class. And one of the doctors says, well, Dr. Kelly, Dr. Kelly was not only a scientist and a biochemist and orthodontist, he was also a very spiritual man. And he said, well, what do you think happens after this life? And Dr. Kelly just smiled. And he said, this is just kindergarten. That doctor goes, what? Kindergarten? He goes, well, of course, yeah. When we die, we go to a whole new realm. You better be ready.
Right. Exactly.
I thought
me
that
and my
was wonderful.
Talk about it. Yeah.
That was great.
It's practice. Yeah, it's
I
practice.
Love that.
It's practice. It's kindergarten,
yeah.
Like you say, practice.
Yep.
For a new play.
That's right.
Practice for heaven.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
I just
I'll never forget that. I'm like, oh my gosh. And here I've been to 5 universities. I think I might have a little brain in my head too, but then I start thinking about that. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. You gotta be humble. You gotta be humble in this life.
You gotta be humble in this life. Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, of course.
That's so true.
That helped pure heart. Pure heart in this life.
Oh, yeah. The older I get,
that's
right. The older I get, the wiser I am getting. It is good. I'm thankful. I made a lot of mistakes the last 30 years, trust me. But I'm still alive. I'm here to shout, and I'm trying not to make the same mistakes I made years ago. You know, it's kind of like in the Marine Corps, you know, they taught us. There's basically three roads to follow in life if you're a Marine. It's lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Right.
So,
I've
been all three.
Right.
Oh, trust me.
Well, okay. We're running 30-minute broadcast. We're running down to the last 2 minutes.
Okay.
And last 2 minutes. I'm going to put this episode on Facebook today. I'm going to send you a link today. I'm going to email you a link so everyone can listen to it on Facebook today. Everyone you listen.
Oh, good.
I just want to let you know that I always believe in God, trust in God. Thank you for calling in, everyone for calling in. And Mr. Curtis, can we hear from you for like the last 2 minutes? Anything else that you would like to say?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to speak on your show. I'm so glad that I get emails from this website that always is looking for people to speak. So I'm glad you invited me to speak. I appreciate that. And I always end my shows with words of wisdom. Remember the old coach Lou Holtz? He's still around, you know. Lou Holtz, a famous coach, you know, for the New York Jets, college coach. And he had a lot of sayings. That man was incredible. He still is an incredible speaker. One of my favorite quotes of all time of Lou Holtz is very simple, but I try to live my life with it. And he said, you know, you can have anything in this life that you want if you're willing to pay the price. And that's right. That's right. So even God said, you know, you can pray to me and you ask the Holy Spirit in, but you know what? I'll give you the wisdom and I'll give you the help, but you got to follow through. You're human. You got to follow through.
Yeah.
And that's what we got to do. We got to follow through. Follow through. And I've learned that lesson the hard way myself, you know, many times. But it's true. It's true. You know, taking action, you know, when you get the truth and you have the wisdom, then you got to take the action. You got to push forward. Educate other people and share the truth and do the right thing. And you know, we live in a world today that is just kind of crazy. You know, just with the politicians and Democrats, Republicans. I think Donald Trump's if there's ever reincarnation, he's Teddy Roosevelt reincarnated. bully. But, you know, I think he's doing some of the right things, you know. And, of course, people are mudslinging and lying and all these other things. That makes me nuts. You know, I'm just an old Kansas farm boy. My grandparents raised me on a farm. They raised me to tell the truth and do the right thing and always give them more than they paid for. That was their philosophy.
Right.
And that's what I've been doing the last 23 years. All of my supplements for my clients, I give it wholesale. I haven't made a nickel on supplements in 23 years. But that's just what I do. And I'm not bragging. I'm not complaining. That's just the truth. That's what I do. And even my partner goes, Curtis, you need to make a little money. Well, you know, I look in the mirror. I'm not starving yet. So I'm all right. I'll be all right.
Okay, everyone, we're about to conclude this session with we're going to end it with a little gospel music. We're going to try a little gospel music as I did earlier today. And once again, everyone, we have, am I right, correct me if I'm wrong, MD, I've been getting it wrong a lot, MD Curtis R. Khan.
Yeah, actually, and not MD. Actually, it's MT, metabolic therapist, because I have two PhDs and a master's and so on. But yes, my name is actually Curtis R. Kuhn, K-U-H-N. It's German.
Kuhn.
It's pronounced Kuhn. Kuhn. Yeah, yeah. But that's right. I've been called worse. I've been called all kinds of things in my life. But that's all right.
Okay, everyone. Don't hang up yet. Don't hang up yet. We're end it with a little gospel music. Don't hang up yet. Everyone, thank you very much for coming on to the Author Lab Tune Gospel Radio Show today. Mr. Khan, thank you very much for coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you.
And everyone, don't hang up. I want you to have a good day, and God bless you. I'm going to play a little music for you.
Okay.
Oh, let us sing
to the power of the Lord come down.
Oh, let us sing
to the power of the Lord come down.
He drove you ahead,
don't be afraid.
Let us
sing to the power of the Lord come down.
Let us pray
to the power of the Lord come down.
Oh, let us pray
to the power of the Lord come down.
He drove you ahead.
Everyone have a good day, and God bless you.
All right. Thanks so much. Thank you. Appreciate it.